morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Morris, who's the Vice President of Sales for Commercial with USF Contract. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we caught up briefly at NeoCon. You told me some interesting things. I want to talk about that. You also had an event on Friday at the Nicholas House in Atlanta. We'll get to that, too, in just a minute. But just for a little background, Rick, you moved over to USF Contract, which is the commercial division of US Floors, and you're ramping up their support there and building an organization. So let's talk about that first. When did you come over to USF Contract?
I've just completed 6 months here. So I came on board February 4th of this year, and it's been just a whirlwind of a ride, I tell you. It's just been a lot of fun.
And you've been adding direct salespeople, haven't you?
We've been doing a little of both. We have added 8 direct salespeople, but we've also added some high-quality agents to represent our product. So we're looking at this market to add independent reps where it makes sense, but also support the agents who are doing a great job for us in the markets.
And a little background, too, you worked at Mannington Commercial and Interface, a little bit of time at Steelcase, and you got started in this career with Shaw Industries, right?
That is correct. I did. And I met Pete back in November of last year. And when I met Pete, he's just a dynamic individual. And then when I saw the product, I had to be a part of this. It's really revolutionizing the industry. And I liken it back to the carpet tile days, where back in those days, everything was broadloom, and it moved toward carpet tile because it had a structured back. And this product, Stratum, is much like that. So we take an LVT and we add a structured back to it and just really eliminate all the problems associated with traditional LVT.
Well, actually, that was one of my questions, Rick, because you look back on your resume and you've been working for these billion-dollar-plus companies, and then you say, well, I'm going to change. I'm going to go to a smaller company. Obviously, U.S. Floors is relatively big, but it's medium to small in this land of giants of the flooring business. So what you're talking about is Stratum, and it's a WPC product, or other people are calling it an engineered LVT, and it's that product where you have a plastic core, a cork backing, and an LVT wear surface, right?
That is correct. You're right. I have worked with a lot of large companies, but it's about the product and it's about the people for me.
Yeah.
So when you meet Pete and you hear his plan of what he's doing in the market, and then you see the product, it's a revolutionary product, something I had to be associated with. The moment I met Pete and the moment I saw the product, I had to be associated with this brand.
Yeah, you know, I did a leadership interview with Pete. It's in the July issue, and so I concur with you. He seems to have a vision, and business seems to be going well. So you're building out their commercial business with reps and agents, and you're working hard to penetrate the market with this new Stratum WPC. So tell us how that's going.
It's going fantastic. And, you know, since February, from February until June, we introduced 2 brand new products in the commercial marketplace. So we had an abstract called Linear. It's a beautiful subway tile format, 9x24 inch. Get on the WPC backing, along with a product called Iris, which is embossed and registered engineered wood. And then you complement that out with our beautiful wood line. We introduced a product called Camaray, which is a thermo-modified wood. And you put that together with our bamboo and our cork line. We really have a powerful line to take into the commercial market. In a short period of time, anytime you take over something new, you figure 12 to 18 months to really ramp up and cycle through. But we're seeing results immediately. It's remarkable what we're doing in a very short period of time.
Yes, that's what I've heard. It's going very well and on both the residential and commercial side. And your commercial product is truly commercial because it has a better wear surface and better performance attributes, right?
Yes, sir, it is. We have a 30 mil wear layer on our Iris and our Linear products. You combine that with the cork back and the Cortec core. It's just a phenomenal commercial product.
And with these abstract visuals, you're giving the designer what they need, right?
We are, and we're also doing something pretty unique. We have what's called the Discordia collection. We notice a lot of a blended installation between colors and styles. So we are actually pre-mixing some select Discordia colors in the box. So when it shows up to the job site, straight out of the box, you've got a random installation of products. And we've got 15 visuals on the Linear and 18 on the Iris that are pre-blended in the box. It makes it easier for the installer just to open the box and start installing. It also makes it very easy for the design firms to specify. And again, the product doesn't need acclimation, so it's ready to install immediately upon delivery. Doesn't require glue. The cork back, along with the Cortec, gives it some superior IIC and STC numbers. So we're seeing this really accepted in the multifamily housing market. The hospitality market is red hot. We're also seeing it very well accepted in retail because of the STC numbers.
All right. So you had an event on Friday. I want to get to that before we run out of time. I think this was actually your daughter's idea. A lot of people go to Neocon and they give away bags and trinkets that have the brand on it. And your daughter came up with this idea of, hey, instead of spending money on these things that people play with and throw away, why don't we devote some cash or some a contribution to this Nicholas House? Tell us a bit more about it, if you would.
Yeah, it was. My daughter Olivia, she's 13, and you know, you can learn a lot just by listening to the innocence of youth, right?
Right.
So we talk about U.S. floors, unique and sustainable is what we talk about. And I used to come home and I would give my kids some of these giveaways that I would get at trade shows. They would last maybe a week. And also, I bet I had a cabinet full of, you know, water bottles. Mm-hmm. And she said, Dad, you know, all this stuff ends up in the landfill, and you talk so much about being a sustainable company. What are you really doing? You know, isn't there a better way to get the word out rather than just take this money that you spend on something that someone sees for 2 or 3 minutes and then they throw away? Why don't you do something unique with that money? Why don't you give that to a charity? So I challenged our group to come up with an idea. And what we came up with is a program called Scan It Forward. So for each badge that we scanned at Neocon, we took the money we would have spent for that those giveaways and donated that to a local charity, which is a charity that my daughter and I both participate in. It's Nicholas House out of Atlanta. And it's a homeless shelter that provides families, not individuals, but families, the opportunity to catch their breath. They can stay there up for a year, and it offers them some life skills, interviewing skills, dress for success. It'll help them get their GED. It'll help them do college prep work. And the remarkable thing about the Nicholas House, it's got a 74% success rate. So we did the Scan It Forward program, and we presented a check on Friday, and we still need to get that marketing out there, right, that advertising out there. Mm-hmm. And I think social media will capture all the benefits, the same impact that we would have just giving away trinkets at a trade show that everyone gives away. This is the opportunity, you know, when you touch someone's eye, that's great, but when you touch their heart, it's so much more meaningful. Interesting thing, they say they typically get 300 hits a day for anything that any event that they publish. They had 900 as of Friday night after posting it on their page Friday afternoon. So I know it's helping us get the word out about what we're doing. And I challenge other manufacturers or anyone in the industry to adopt this program. We'd love to share this idea.
All right, Rick. Well, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on your new role at USF Contract. Again, been talking to Rick Morris, the Vice President of Commercial Sales at USF Contract. You can be listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.